Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Kings chapter 9, the verses 1 to 9. 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 1 to 9. So Solomon finished building the temple of the Lord as well as the royal palace. He completed everything he had planned to do. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon a second time, as he had done before at Gibeon. The Lord said to him, "I have heard your prayer and your petition. I have set this temple apart to be holy, this place you have built where my name will be honored forever. I will always watch over it, for it is dear to my heart. As for you, if you will follow me with integrity and godliness, as David your father did, obeying all my commands, decrees, and regulations, then I will establish the throne of your dynasty over Israel forever. For I made this promise to your father David. One of your descendants will always sit on the throne of Israel. But if you or your descendants abandon me and disobey the commands and decrees I have given you, and if you serve and worship other gods, then I will uproot Israel from this land that I have given them. I will reject this temple that I have made holy to honor my name. I will make Israel an object of mockery and ridicule among the nations. And though this temple is impressive now, all who pass by will be appalled and will gasp in horror. They will ask, 'Why did the Lord do such terrible things to this land and to this temple?' And the answer will be, 'Because his people abandoned the Lord their God, who brought the ancestors out of Egypt, and they worshipped other gods instead and bowed down to them. That is why the Lord has brought all these disasters on them.'" Think with me on the theme, beyond the work, the heart of devotion. Beyond the work, the heart of devotion. In 1 Kings 9, 1-9, we find Solomon at a critical juncture in his reign and spiritual journey. He has just completed the monumental task of constructing the temple, a significant achievement both spiritually and culturally. Following this accomplishment, the Lord appears to Solomon to commend his work, but also to emphasize an essential spiritual principle. Ongoing obedience and faithfulness are important. This divine encounter highlights a crucial lesson. While achievements for God are important, they cannot replace a living, active relationship with Him. God celebrates Solomon's construction of the temple, acknowledging that the work is dear to his heart. But this commendation is coupled with a warning, the need to continue in faithfulness. This echoes the message found in Zechariah 1 verse 1 to 6, where the emphasis is on returning to the Lord and maintaining his ways. Both passages underscore a biblical truth. God's promises depend on our continued faithfulness, which is expressed through our daily choices and actions. The conversation between God and Solomon in 1 Kings 9 verse 4 to 5 shows the importance of vigilance against complacency. Solomon is warned about the consequences of turning away from God, foreshadowing the latter part of his life when his heart strays. This caution is mirrored in Matthew 23:34-39, where Jesus Christ laments over Jerusalem's rejection of God's messengers. Both passages offer a sobering reminder. Significant spiritual achievements do not guarantee future faithfulness. The message is clear. Our relationship with God must not be overshadowed by our accomplishments in His name. At the heart of God's message is the personal relationship He desires with Solomon, reflecting His desire for a relationship with each of us. God values our work and ministry, but not more than He values us as individuals. This truth is particularly relevant in a performance-driven culture where we often equate our worth with our work for God. Instead, God calls us to prioritize our relationship with Him, ensuring that our service flows from a heart aligned with His will and His ways. This approach enables us to maintain a balance between our work for God and our personal devotion to Him, fostering a deeper and more meaningful spiritual life. My dear friends, in today's fast-paced, achievement-oriented world, it is easy to equate our spiritual standing with our output for God. Solomon's story is a reminder that God desires our hearts more than our hands. Our first calling is to love and obey Him, from which all meaningful service must flow. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, have you ever found yourself feeling spiritually secure, based solely on your service or achievements for God? How can you shift your focus back to cultivating a deep personal relationship with Him? Number two, in what practical ways can you prioritize your relationship with God daily, ensuring it is not sidelined by the busyness of your tasks, even those done in His name? Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us through Solomon's story that our relationship with you surpasses any work we can do in your name. Help us to prioritize our heart's devotion over our hands' work and keep us from the pitfalls of complacency. Guide us back to you when we stray and help us to live lives that are truly reflective of your love and lordship. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.